That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jot'em Down store trying to get Abner to settle down.
Listen. Abner, you just got to sit down and pay attention to business for a few minutes. Just look at the calendar there.
The calendar? What's wrong with it?
Nothing. It's March the 15th. You know what that means, don't you?
Is it your birthday?
No.
My birthday? No, it ain't mine today. I've had one this year. I'll give up. Whose birthday is it?
It's the last day you can get your income tax in.
Oh, Dover, that's a shame it has to fall on your friend's birthday. What's his name, Lum?
And this ain't nobody's birthday. Or leastways, nobody that I know of.
Well, if you don't even know him, what are you celebrating it for?
Oh, for pity's sake.
I wouldn't spend a whole lot of money on a present for him now, long as you ain't hardly even acquainted with him.
Then there's times when I wish you'd have stayed in Buffalo.
Now, Lum, don't say that. I'll head right back for old Henry Knight's place there in Kentucky.
Henry Knight? Who's he?
The Nicholasville Flash. I stopped there at his place for a drink of water. He told me if I'd help him cut wood, he'd let me take out Squatter's rice right there on his place.
I wish you'd have stayed there while you're there.
All right. That's the way you feel about it. Me and Elizabeth will head right back.
Well, you can't go for a morning change. You can get to work right now. Get a pencil and sit down here and help me fill out this income tax plan.
Lum, I don't know nothing about that tax junk. Me and Henry don't deal in such a thing.
It's high time you was finding out, then. Now, here, right here's where we start.
Lum, I get all mixed up just looking at them things.
No, it ain't as bad as that. Facts ain't actual nothing good if you got a head like mine.
Lum, you can't help how your head is shaped. Now, I wouldn't worry about that.
See, now, adjusted gross income. That means how much money we made during the year selling stuff.
Well, we don't hardly sell anything but the gross, generally just by the can.
That's right, Ann.
Yeah, have they got adjusted can income down there?
No, we just have to use the gross.
That suits me better.
Yeah, that'll look better anyway. Make it look like we got a bigger place.
Yeah.
I went over our books last night, and near as I can figure out, we made $1,118.78.
Well, we can't expect $1,100. Don't you that much?
Well, we're in the upper racket now. Put that down on this line right here.
$1,100 and how much?
$18.78.
All right. Now, wait a minute, Lum. If we made $1,100, where's it at?
Huh?
All we got in the cash drawers around $37. I counted it.
Well, you see, that $1,100 covers the whole year of 1947. And all our expenses had to come out of that. The overhead and the underhead and all that.
Well, I don't know. It just looks to me like there's a leak around here somewhere.
Dividends, interest on bank deposits, notes, corporation bonds. Put down $100.
Huh?
Oh, make it $200.
$200? I never know we had corporation bonds or any of that junk.
Well, we ain't, but I don't want them fellas in Washington. I know we ain't got none. Gotta make this look good now. Gotta make this look good now. Gotta make this look good now. Gotta make this look good now.
Oh, yeah, I see. I'll put down
pretty here.
Like that for a minute.
And annuities. We got anything?
I don't know. Does it say what kind?
No, just annuities.
Well, why don't you just say we're out of them right now, but we'll order some more the next time the wholesale drummer comes in here.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
So they sure want to know all about your business at Giverman, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Let's see now.
St. Lum, what are them annuities?
Oh, they're, Well, you know.
Do I?
They're sort of like fiduciaries, I think.
Oh.
And then we better figure out the gains and losses here.
Lum, what's them there fiduciaries?
Abner, we ain't got all day to do this. This is March the 15th. This has got to be end today.
I'm sorry.
Net short-term gains from sale or exchange of capital assets. Put on yes.
All right.
Yes. Net long-term gains from sale or exchange of capital assets. See Schedule D.
See what?
Well, we ain't got time to go gawking at everything. Just put down yes for that, too, to be on the safe side.
All right. Why, yes, we'll get somewhere to plead it.
I believe that cures the income pretty well. Now we better jump over to the deductions.
Deductions? What are they?
Well, they're...
Anything like them are feudalucinaries?
No, they're the things you can deduct. Stuff you can take off.
Like your hat and coat?
No, of course not.
Well, you can take your hat off. In fact, you're supposed to when you go in a house. I reckon the government just put that in there to learn everybody to be polite.
No, it ain't got nothing to do with being polite.
It is polite to take off your hat.
I know it is, but this just means stuff you can subtract from your income. You can't subtract a hat or a coat from an income.
I don't know nothing about it.
This is for stuff that you will have already done there. Contributions, interest, taxes, miscellaneous.
Miss who?
Miscellaneous.
Don't even know us.
It ain't a herd. It just means random deduct.
Sort of like them feeding the douchenaires, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, here's a deduct we ought to be able to get something out of. Losses from far, storm, shipwreck.
We ain't had no far.
I don't mean that. I mean the shipwreck.
Shipwreck? You ain't never been on the ocean either.
Well, no, but how about that time me and you was out in that boat of yours on the mill pond, we hit a sandbar and you fell overboard.
That's right, ain't it?
Why, sure. You ruined a pair of expensive $3 shoes when you fell in the water there. I recollect how them soles sort of spread out and melted loose from the shoe when they got wet.
Yeah, it's supposed to be genuine competition soles, too.
Yeah, you went around there with that sole flapping, you sound like a beaver for about 2 weeks.
No, I believe them shoes cost me $3.75.
Slap.
Put that down. Quit slapping and put down loss from shipwreck, $3.75.
Yeah. I should keep my love.
Now, what else does it say there? Firestorm, shipwreck, or other casualties or theft?
Well, now, I know we ain't done no thieving. I'm not sure of that.
Well, that don't mean us doing the thieving. That means, did somebody rob us?
Did they?
Well, I don't recollect it anymore.
Wait, just a minute. How about last fall when that oldest Blevins boy broke in and taking 2 sacks of sugar?
That's right.
Oh, keep taking them.
I might not have forgotten about that. Write that down.
Yeah.
2 sacks of sugar taken by Milton Blevins. Or no. Leave his name out of it. His mama come in and apologized for it and paid it back, I think.
Yeah, I'll just put down 2 sacks of sugar. Won't say who taking them.
That's right.
Hate to get old Milton in trouble with the president.
Well, the president don't sit there and check all these himself.
He don't.
Of course not.
Well, he can't just play the fine all the time.
Well, he's got some helpers. What's next there?
Bad debts.
Well, that's easy.
Yep.
Put down Squire Skimp in big, heavy letters.
Yeah, too. I'll do that. Put some underlines under that, too.
That's the time. Wait till all them friends he claims he's got in Washington sees that.
Yeah.
Well, here's something we want to figure. Dependents.
Well, what do we put down for that?
Well, I reckon me and you, we both depend on one another for a living, you might say.
Yeah.
So put us down for $500 apiece.
$500?
Yeah, that's how much you get for dependents now.
Well, Dobie, let's get some more on them. How about Elizabeth? She depends on me.
Why, sure.
And little Pearl. No, she's married now. That's right.
Not till half the year was over, though. You can put down half of her.
Good. Half of Pearl.
Let's see. 3 of us plus a half, that makes $1,750. That's pretty good.
Say, Grand Pappy Spears worked for us off and on during 1947. How about taking half of him?
Why, sure.
And his woman, Charity, depends on him. And if he depends on us...
That's right. She ain't got no other income, so we can take a full deduct on her.
Good for Charity.
Yeah, there's another $750 for us. This is the best income tax we've ever had, I believe.
Well, good for us.
Yeah, figure that up now and see what it comes to.
Ah.
Just add up all the deducts and then subtract it from our income.
Oh.
Then we percent that, and that tells us what we have to pay.
Four is 14.
You know, a lot of folks get to worrying, fretting over having to figure out their income things, and get all mixed up and nervous about it. I don't know. I sort of enjoy it myself. Of course, I reckon stuff like that just comes natural to me.
Let's see, 32.
Have you got it yet, Emma?
Just a minute. Yeah. I got an answer. It don't sound just right, but I've got it.
Well, what is it?
10,820 sacks of sugar.
Sugar?
Yeah, where are we going to stack all that?
No, wait a minute. That's supposed to be dollars. Let's see that.
I done just what you told me, I think.
Well, here, you forgot the decimals part.
Huh?
You put that in, it makes $108.20.
Oh, well, that's better. Don't get out of word there for a minute.
Now, wait a minute. We don't owe that.
We don't?
Why, no. According to this, that's how much the government owes us.
Huh?
See there, our deducts was way over our income.
Well, I don't get good for us. Hooray. Let's have them send it to us right away, Lum. I need it.
Yeah, or wait a minute. Let's just write them a letter and tell them to forget it.
Forget it?
Yeah, we're getting along all right. Maybe they can take that money and help some of the folks in the world that ain't as lucky as we are.
Huh.
Far as I'm concerned, we're getting plenty just to be able to live in a country like this.
Well, yeah, but how do we figure out our books, Aunt Lum? We're supposed to get $108 that we ain't got.
Well, just put it down as an investment. An investment in freedom. $108.20.
Well, the fact that we're investing in freedom might be consoling to a lot of us in paying our income tax. Is that a